Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, officers from the Eureka Police Department responded to the Pine Motel in the 2400 block of Broadway Street after receiving information about drug sales activity in one of the rooms. While officers searched the room, they contacted Eureka residents Veronica Brooks and Anthony Watkins. The search turned up a semi-automatic handgun and stolen property, including an iPad. Additionally, meth, heroin, and marijuana were located, packaged for sale. Brooks was arrested for a misdemeanor warrant out in her name, while Watkins was arrested for possession with intent to sell, possession of stolen property, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. The Fortuna Police Department had recently started programs that involved using minors as decoys in an effort to prevent adults from buying minors alcohol and to also prevent stores from selling minors alcohol. The Humboldt State University Police Department teamed up with the FPD to combat underage drinking as both agencies conducted several operations over the weekend. During the operation, 10 businesses refused to sell alcohol to the decoys, but two adults were cited for purchasing alcohol for the decoys. A third operation resulted in 6 misdemeanor citations to other minors in possession of alcohol as well. The university received a $2,150 grant from the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control to conduct these operations and other enforcement efforts. On Tuesday, Eureka residents David Fells, Brandon Fatal, and Shannon Miller were arrested and charged in connection with a large-scale federal investigation in Georgia known as Operation Southern Postal Powder. Those three were charged, along with 32 other people, with conspiracy to distribute marijuana and cocaine, along with money laundering. The three Eureka residents were charged with only 2 of the 7 counts listed in the federal grand jury indictment, and those charges carry a minimum sentence of 5 years in prison, with a maximum of 40 years. A bill has been introduced to open a state embassy in Washington, D.C. Dan Squire has more.
California is the most populous state in the union with more than 38 million residents, and it boasts not only the country's largest state economy, but it's about to surpass Brazil as the 7th largest economy in the world, with a gross domestic product of more than $2 trillion. California is a major player both domestically and internationally, and now Assembly Speaker Pro Tem Nora Campos, a Democrat from San Jose, has introduced a bill into the legislature that would open a state embassy in Washington, D.C. to better represent the state in the nation's capital. Campos's bill would have the state team up with major nonprofit groups that already maintain office space in Washington to provide an embassy of sorts to highlight the state's leadership in agriculture, technology, and manufacturing. No state money would be spent in maintaining the embassy, and it would serve as a gathering place for dignitaries and visitors.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. January 28th, downtown Fortuna saw a fire that destroyed the historic Star Hotel building. Fire crews put out the blaze, but the fire had already destroyed the building and the businesses inside. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario was on Tuesday's Talk Shop and explained how the new Stewart Street water tank that was installed last year, a project originally started by the previous city manager Dwayne Riggi, played a role in putting out the flames.
Dwayne, you know, was the previous city manager, was working on a major project to create a new, you know, a replacement reservoir, basically up at Stewart Street tank, which, you know, doubled the capacity. And that played a huge role. And all of the pumps and lines and all the equipment associated with that new project really showed its value already, you know, to help fight that fire with the fire department.
Candelaria went on to say that on top of the cleanup afterwards, the use of the water caused flooding in some areas.
The amount of water that the city provided to the fire department to help put that fire out was 1.265 million gallons of water. It came out of one of our new structures, our Stewart Street tank that was just opened last year up on the hill, a new 2 million gallon tank. And so that water went someplace. It didn't just, you know, go away after it flushed through the building.
Candelario said that sandbags were used as well to direct some of the excess water into the drainage system. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.